What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on a Friday. And obviously, it's the day after the midterms. And, a lot of things happened during the midterms. We're still getting a lot of the information coming on in. But I think in overall summary, we can say that the blue wave did not happen. The Republicans not only kept the Senate, they gained seats. All of the celebrity Democrat candidates basically, well, they fizzled. They failed. The Democrats did take control of the House, but only by a narrow majority. Now, you need to understand, historically, the average president will lose 37 seats in the House in his first midterm. Obama lost 63. Clinton lost 53, Trump lost 26. So actually, it came out pretty good in terms of the historical numbers. But they advanced in the Senate by five seats. That is absolutely historic. Now, here's the part that is really bothering me. We are getting reports from all over the country about election fraud, cheating, outright cheating. And everybody seems to be like shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, yeah, okay, yeah, elections get stolen. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be here. And don't forget, yesterday, Project Veritas came on out with a video down in Texas where a Texas election official, somebody who's supposed to be in charge of the process and keeping an eye on it, came on out and said, yeah, there are tons of non-citizens voting. And they got him on tape basically saying, yeah, bring them on in. They can vote. Sure. They can all vote. And by the way, it didn't really work, in Texas. But the idea that the election officials are taking part, in the fraud should be alarming to everybody. And now, of course, we understand when Donald Trump did set up his Election Integrity Commission, they went out to the state election commissions to try and get some information, and they got stonewalled by all of them. They're all basically controlled by the Democrats. They're all engaged in massive, massive fraud. Apparently, a poll worker over in Ohio discovered her neighbor's name still listed on the active voter list at her precinct. The only problem being that the neighbor had died 14 years ago. Now, the nonpartisan election protection hotline received more than 30,000 calls yesterday, according to the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, which operates this hotline. And that number is the highest it has ever received during a midterm election in the 18 years it has monitored election day issues. During the 2014 midterm, they received just 17,000 calls. They got 30,000 yesterday. Now, apparently, last week, civil rights groups sued to keep tens of thousands of mostly African American voters from having their votes restricted because the names on their IDs do not precisely match the voting rolls, including middle names and hyphens. Now, remember, those voting rolls are a legal document. And whatever your legal name is, and it's usually the one that's on your driver's license, that's what you have to put on down. You can't change it. Not too long ago, just to give you an illustration of how nitpicky this can be, Claire and I were going through the process of setting up the documents that you are supposed to have to be ready for the end of your life, and they all have to be notarized. And Claire had put down a different name on the documents than the one that was on her driver's license. And as a result, we had to redo all the documents before they could be notarized. So you do need to make sure the names absolutely match what is defined as your legal name. Now, apparently, we're getting reports from all over the United States. There were long lines, malfunctioning machines. Voters reported waiting up to 3 hours to vote, with the biggest problems in Georgia and New York. And yes, it was predominantly Republican districts that seemed to be having all of these kind of problems here. In Florida and California, voters assigned to polling stations inside gated communities were saying it took them up to an hour just to get past the security gates. More malfunctioning voting machines in Florida, Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Virginia. Voters who went to the polling place in Chandler, Arizona, found the doors locked and a legal notice saying the building had been closed overnight for failure to pay rent. Over in Maricopa County, Arizona, people trying to vote hit several different problems during the day. For at least 20 minutes before noon, the entire computer system for the county stopped working, and printers were also down at polling places for several hours. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. Our election system is a mess, and nobody seems to care. Everybody seems to think this is okay. More reports of problems printing ballots. These systems do not work, or they're being interfered with is more likely the situation here. This is infuriating here. Voters at regional centers were being turned away or enduring long waits after printers that produce the ballots tailored to their home precincts malfunctioned. Voters from Deer Valley to Phoenix were told they would likely experience long lines due to printer problems, according to the Arizona Republic. At least one polling site in Phoenix admitted it had run out of ballots in the morning, apologized for the inconvenience, and suggested voters come back later. They did about 25 minutes of voting. That was it, until they said they couldn't print anything. Out in California, Common Cause said its volunteers received 2,000 calls to its voting hotline, many with questions about changes to polling places. That's a very common trick to try and rig an election, is that you'll send out a notification to your voters of the opposing party that their polling place has been changed, and you send them off on a wild goose hunt. They can't find the polling place, they get fed up, and they go home without voting. Over in Bakersfield, literally, a driver crashed into a polling place at an elementary school, leading the police to lock down the polling place so nobody could vote. In North Hollywood, where Claire and I used to live, in Canoga Park, a jammed ballot box and a broken voting machine led to problems. At the Los Angeles County Registrar's Office in Norwalk, hundreds lined up for more than 2 hours to iron out registration issues. Over in Florida, in Sarasota County, early voters were told to come back later because the ballots were not available. Apparently, at Annistown Elementary School in Snellville, Georgia, in Gwinnett County, voters reported standing in line for hours amid problems with the voting machines. Complaints also came in about how voter identification laws were being applied in Georgia, home to a hotly contested governor's race between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Brian Kemp. In Fulton County, Georgia, other problems, including at a recreation center that received fewer than half the number of voting machines it was supposed to get. In a voting precinct at a senior living complex in Atlanta, voters waited in the rain for long lines that stretched around the building. Confused workers turned voters away. Over in Idaho, a sign discouraging college students from voting was spotted at a polling place in Rexburg, Idaho on Tuesday morning. And of course, we were reporting yesterday about that sign that was put up inside a polling place, "Vote Straight Democratic," which is electioneering inside the polling place. It is illegal. Now, the sign was taken down later in the day, but the damage was already done. Over in South Carolina, voters were alerting officials that voting machines were selecting the opposite candidates they were trying to choose. This is being reported in The Hill. And according to a local CBS affiliate, several voters complained that the choices in several contests, including the governor's race, were being changed to the opposite of what they selected. Now, some voters noticed the changes when they reviewed the electronic voting machine's confirmation page before actually submitting their ballot. One said she tried several times to make choices and selections she preferred, but the machine would not accept her ballots as cast, so the election workers moved her to a different machine. Nobody knows if the machine that was switching votes was taken offline. And it's not clear how many voters simply punched the buttons on the electronic machine and, trusting the electronic machine, simply submitted their ballots without looking. Yesterday, we were reporting on how in North Carolina, some polling places said the electronic machines would not take the paper ballots. They blamed it on high levels of humidity. So the ballots were stored in these emergency bins to be tabulated later, and nobody knows if they were tabulated or not. It's just a complete mess here. So there are all these election controversies here, and candidate Kemp announced election officials had opened an investigation into the state Democratic Party for allegedly attempting to hack voter registration rolls. The Secretary of State's office has also alerted the FBI and Homeland Security. Now, apparently, Georgia Democrats went to court last week over the state's exact match law, which requires your voter ID to match voting records on file exactly. About 50,000 people had been identified under the system as potential illegal voters. And the judge basically ordered them to be allowed to cast ballots. So, over in Houston, Texas, long lines at several polling places around the state, longer than normal for many people to cast ballots. Problems with the barcode readers and other balloting technology. One person tried to cast her ballot, but a mistake by poll workers made it impossible. This voter handed her driver's license to poll workers to get checked in. They printed out a barcode, which when scanned would produce an access code she could use to cast her ballot. But the barcode would not scan. So, not to worry, they gave her a provisional ballot. The system is a mess. And I'm sorry, but Donald Trump is to blame for this. He's had 2 years to clean up this system, and he dropped the ball. And as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump is the reason the Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives, and Trump is going to be paying for it for the next 2 years. He's going to be paying for it the next 2 years. I mean, the Democrats, they're already out there. They're celebrating. They're getting ready. Nancy Pelosi is convinced she's going to be the Speaker of the House again. And she's out there saying, we're gonna be thinking subpoenas and investigations nonstop at the White House. And we're going to impeach. Now, they can't remove. They don't have the votes in the Senate. But they're going to impeach him just so they can say he's been impeached. Now, I don't know what they think they're going to impeach him for. Mueller's investigation has found absolutely nothing after close to 2 years and millions of dollars. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Bad news, good news, and bad news. The bad news is they lost 34 seats to Republicans. The good news, Sessions is out. Rosenstein might be going out too. And the bad news is, Mike,
he's headed for a meeting at the White House right now. I mean, I can't imagine that Trump would ask him to take over for Sessions. But I don't know. Trump right now, he's unpredictable. He's really unpredictable right now.
Well, you want to know what the really bad news is?
What's the really bad news?
Well, Trump administration has just sent to Congress that they're going to put more sanctions on Russia because, you ready for this? Russia's in violation of the Chemical Weapons Act. Can you believe that?
Boy, talk about their hypocrisy. The U.S. is in violation of the Chemical Weapons Treaty. They never got rid of the stockpiles.
We never destroyed one weapon. Russia destroyed their whole stockpile. And you know what the reason we gave? Because we didn't have the money. Didn't Trump just say we have all the money we can ever hope for? The last couple of weeks ago. It's all lies, Mike. I give
we're
up with
Trump. We're going to be in a major war by the end of the year. You know, I'm not, Claire and I, we're not even bothering putting up a Christmas tree because it might get nuked.
It's just a joke, Mike. And all this, you know, sure there was cheating going on.
Laughing.
But I mean, Trump, he is the reason that he had the up, Mike, I voted for him. You know, we had the opportunity. We had it. We thought we had this guy who was on our side. It just seemed like we've been duped. We've been duped.
He's a weak leader. He's turned out to be a weak leader. He's susceptible to flattery. He's easy to manipulate. He's a failure as a president. I'm sorry. He's great at getting up on the stage and rallying the voters. He demonstrated that again during the run-up to the midterms. But as a leader, he's actually turning out to be very weak.
I hate to say it, Mike, but you can rally a bunch of sheep, and you'll have sheep follow anybody, the ones that want to follow because they believe. But I'm sorry, you can't believe in this dude anymore. He takes two steps forward, or two steps back, a couple steps forward, and 20 steps back. You know? I mean, he spent more time on Twitter. He couldn't do any research on Zero Hedge. You know?
He couldn't do any research at whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, you know, come on, people. Really? Okay?
All right, Mike. Have a good show. That's all I want to say. Yeah, man, it's just... I just saw Larry King on RT the other day, and he says, America's in trouble, and ain't that the truth. Have a good show, Mike.
It is in trouble. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
No, this whole thing's a joke, don't you? And the joke is on us. You know, I'm not either. I sat up, I bet you, till 11 o'clock last night. I just had to go to bed. But I followed this. I mean, I sat in the chat rooms all night long, you know, posting notices of what was happening. And when, by the time it's all said and done, I'm looking at who won. And I'm thinking, we got people like, what's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wins. And all these other socialists, they win. And people just like, you know, and then we think about people from New England, from New York and New Hampshire and Vermont. They're moving to down here, down south, to my neighborhood. There's North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. And they're leaving because they can't stand the policies like high taxes and all this other crap. But they come down here and they bring the ideology and elect the very same kind of people who are responsible for the policies that they're trying to escape. These idiots just don't get it. And so I'm looking at all of these socialists who have won, and I'm thinking, you know what? The Senate is really going to take a turn here. We are going to see the next 2 years of absolute gridlock, and I really hate making predictions because generally my predictions come true. But here's what I see is going to happen, Mike. We're going to have 2 years of absolute gridlock, and people are going to be, what the hell did we just do to ourselves? And they're going to flip, and nobody's going to know which way is up, which way is down. They're not going to know black from white or yellow from green. And they're going to flip this entire system over until we see nothing but absolute destruction to what used to be, what used to be the greatest country in the world. We are very quickly becoming a third world banana republic.
Oh, we're definitely there. Anyway, listen, Art, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be right back with more phone calls after these few words.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phone lines to Layla in Ontario. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I'm just watching as they're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, as the old cliche goes. Remember what the founding fathers warned of: vigilance, vigilance, vigilance. I mean, this has been happening incrementally, and yet too many people have ignored the obvious. There's something such as looking around, assessing logically and analyzing what is happening, and then using deductive and consequential reasoning, that had that been in place, this would not be happening now. What they call diverse, I call perverse. And that is where the problem is. The indulgence in compassion has actually allowed us to permit. Well, when I was working in newsrooms and the general managers or the tops of the TV station would complain about reporters getting uppity, they would always say the animals or the monkeys are running the zoo. And such is the case. We handed over the keys of the zoo over to the most feeble and the most incapable. In Detroit, we now have a Palestinian Muslim woman, or in Michigan. That is not a good sign. I know I was, my first suggestion that we have to be very cautious, and those who appear to be victims are not always pure and innocent. They are in many ways the ones who perpetuate their own victim, their victimhood. But anyway, we are in trouble. There's no doubt. And Trump alone is not to blame. I mean, the very fact that we had such poor choices is a reflection of the nature of what has happened in our society, not only in the U.S., but in Canada, too. Look what our choices are. We had either the spoiled brat who knew nothing. And if anyone, I followed his history, and he's really being run. I mean, it's Ralph Goodale in Canada, who, that pathetic old fart who's actually running the show, and they put up a lot of funny faces in order to show their diversity and the tolerance, the obscenity of pride parades, and politicians and moral leaders engaging in them in order to be seen as accepting. And that has progressed incrementally from accepting homosexuality, which occurred naturally in some people, to it becoming a recreational activity. Sexual gluttony is what it was. And we have gone from that, and every other, we're a pagan society. We've reverted way back to before. So I'm kind of in the position where, thank God I'm 73. I just regret, unfortunately, I may be living long enough to see the worst yet to come. I'm not so sure when we're going to have 2 years of gridlock in the U.S. I don't think it's going to be simply battles in the House, in the Congress, or the Senate. I think it's going to be a lot more tangible and much closer to home. And it is going to be little firefights all over the place. We've already got basically an undeclared civil war anyway in the U.S., and very much in Canada as well. The pity is the rational people, the white patriarchal men who used to look after our society while taking care of themselves, they also took care of us. They are dead. Those men are gone. And these succeeding generation
not,
will spoil
not, not families. All of us. Not all of us. And,
not all of us? Yeah.
The situation I'm looking at is that even though the Democrats succeeded in capturing the House of Representatives, apparently with massive election fraud, they didn't win the knockdown victory they were hoping for. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more incivility in the streets of America.
That's what's so frightening. And my hopes that things would settle down under Trump and I could return to the country that I actually love. That is not going to happen. I guess I will just play it safe where it's terrible where I am. It's utterly unpalatable. Municipal governments, provincial governments, I mean, are corrupt, bloated, overpaid, nepotism rules. So it's bad here, but we're only going to be seeing the fringes, the fringe effect of what will be moving outward from the U.S. It really breaks my heart, but I've been expecting this. I'm not entirely surprised. I'm terribly disappointed because I had been hoping for better. It's hard to know what to say or what to do. Do we surrender? If you can't be
no, I have no intentions of surrendering. The part that angers me, are all these reports of voting irregularities, meaning fraud, all across the country. The corporate media refuses to touch it. And by and large, most people are sort of treating it like, well, this is just kind of the way these things get done in the U.S. Trump dropped the ball. The reason the Republicans lost the House of Representatives is Donald Trump dropped the ball on election integrity. Anyway, Layla, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. What happened last night did not really surprise me, because I thought the Democrats overplayed their hand a long time ago, and I knew that what they were expecting was not going to come true. But unfortunately, the biggest losers last night are the American people. For the next 2 years...
Yes.
Absolutely nothing's going to happen. There's going to be gridlock. There's going to be fighting. Everything's going to be upside down. And unfortunately, the average American citizens like myself, you, and others are going to be neglected. And that's the sad state of affairs right now.
Yeah, for the next 2 years, the Democrats are going to be focused on destroying Trump's image for 2020 and making him unelectable. And they're going to try and impeach him. They can't remove him from office. It's going to be about as effective as Bill Clinton's impeachment. But they're going to campaign on that in 2020. Donald Trump was impeached. How could you possibly vote for him? What was he impeached for? For dragging his fingernails across the blackboard and making us all cringe. But still, he was impeached. And yeah. That's it. I mean, our entire federal government has now become obsessed with the next campaign, the next campaign, the next campaign. And that's why nothing is actually getting done in this country. Yesterday, we were talking about how we literally have the natural gas infrastructure in this country is so deteriorated, it's starting to blow up all across the country. These are actual pipe bombs, real pipe bombs with real explosions, not like those phony bombs, you know, what's his name was mailing out to the Democrats that got all the media attention. We're talking about gas pipelines exploding, killing people, destroying buildings. It's not getting coverage in the corporate media. You're not supposed to know what terrible condition this country is in because the government is too busy campaigning for the next election to actually run the place.
I would agree with that. And like you stated, the next 2 years are going to be just as bad, if not worse. But this is my question. What does the average person, like myself, you, and others do during this time period?
Well, the biggest problem we have right now is we have been disenfranchised. And as I said at the top of the show, we are getting reports from all over the country of voting problems, which the media likes to call irregularities, while assuring us that it didn't change the outcome. It couldn't possibly have changed the outcome, which is an unsupportable statement. Because if you're seeing indications of voting fraud, you can't assume you found it all.
Right.
And frankly, if you look at the Democratic victories against the earlier polling numbers, something definitely happened. And we know the Democrats like to cheat. Most of these voting problems where people couldn't vote were happening in these GOP-heavy districts. We have got to basically lobby the White House, lobby Donald Trump, and say, look, you promised us an honest voting system, and you failed. You dropped the ball, and you lost the House of Representatives because of it. So what are you going to do in the next 2 years?
Well, Michael, tell me this, though. He had a plan. Why did he change his mind? Was he forced to change his mind? Well, he knew that this was going to cause more of a conflict where he doesn't care, or he figures, you know, as long as I have the Republicans on my side, everything is going to be fine. I don't understand the guy's thinking.
I don't understand the guy's thinking either, other than that he is apparently a very weak leader. He's easy to manipulate. He's known to be very susceptible to flattery. So somebody comes up, says you're doing a really great job, but look, over here on the Voting Integrity Commission, you ought to just shut that down. Let the Department of Homeland Security take it over. They'll do a really good job of cracking down on voter fraud, which, by the way, yesterday's election proved the Department of Homeland Security completely and utterly failed to do that.
Right. Well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care. Oh, by the way, what's the story with the caravans? Has anyone talked about that?
As far as I know, it's still on the way up here, and it's still got all these people from all over the world in it, including the nations that Trump has blacklisted. And they're just going to be allowed to apparently walk into this country. I mean, the Army's putting up the barbed wire, but I don't know that they have 2,000 miles of that barbed wire to put up.
Right. Okay, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. Let's go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeehaw, Beto is not in the U.S. Senate. So that's a good thing. But, you know, another suspicious thing, I was listening to Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee have a press conference to try to get the polls open for an extra hour. Well, the thing is, there wasn't a problem with turnout or any voting irregularities. I just think that they found out she was in trouble, and she just needed an extra hour for the polls open just to stuff that ballot box, I think.
Yeah, we see a lot of that. We see a lot of that. And, you know, my opinion is simply this. When we talk about having an honest election system, the polls have to be open when they say they're going to be open. They're going to close when they say they're going to close. And if Americans want to vote, they have to get there when the polls are open. And this idea of going to a judge and ordering them to stay open later, you're right. It's an invitation to fraud. It's an invitation to electioneering, of trying to get more people to show up, you know, to stuff that ballot box. Our election system's a joke. It's a national disgrace.
Well, Harris County, where Houston is, took a sweep. That means it went from, for any Republican or Libertarian now that held office, that was up for re-election or very popular, all of a sudden it just went all Democrat, even judges. And everybody's suspicious of that. And and that's the problem. I mean, you know, it's more like, got to get rid. And you know, the thing is, I asked an election official, I said, why can't we go back to paper ballots? I said, and you know what he sat there and said? It's too time-consuming and costly for paper ballots. I said, I made paper ballots for my class election on a Ditto machine. You know,
yeah.
You can have election. You know what I mean, Mike? I mean, it's not that complicated to have paper ballots.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And again, you know, go to whatreallyhappened.com, go to the upper left of the main page, and right underneath my, yes, it's outdated photograph, there's an article, How to Have Honest Elections. And it's not expensive, but it makes the elections fully transparent. It crowdsources the actual counting of the election so that there's none of this backroom chicanery. And I'm not saying it's absolutely foolproof, but it's going to make election fraud very difficult to achieve and almost impossible to conceal, as opposed to our current system, which is clearly designed to facilitate election fraud and conceal it from the public view.
Well, personally, for me, it's more like not only like contact the White House, but also the House of Representatives, because they're in charge of judging the qualification and certification of elections. And I would, for people, I mean, I've been calling, this, our Secretary of State, do not certify any congressional elections, because there's massive evidence of voter fraud. And I wouldn't mind if, make the elections of the House of Representatives null and void and do it all over again with paper ballots and throw those voting machines in the Gulf of Mexico to be an artificial reef.
I think that's a perfect move for them. They are a little toxic, unfortunately. But, yeah, those electronic machines. I mean, go to blackboxvoting.org. Look at what Bev Harris has been doing over there. Look at that documentary, Hacking Democracy. Look at the one we dug up yesterday from 2005, The Invisible Ballots. This system is set up to manipulate elections. And it's like Stalin said, all people have to think is that there was an election, and it doesn't matter how they voted. All that matters is who is counting the vote. They decide everything. And that's where we are right now. We have a Stalinesque election system, and it needs to go away. That is our first step to the American people regaining our franchise in the United States of America.
Well, you know, here's my prediction. If the Democrats have the House for 2 years, here's my prediction. It's more like, I hope there's a few veteran congressmen or some decent ones that still have a little humanity and intellect will sit there and say, I don't want Maxine Waters and Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, these crazy batheads, you know, running the party. Because I will tell you one thing, they will run the party further into the ground. Because, you know, with these subpoenas and everything. And for these
freshmen.
And I hope they start fighting among each other, you know. And I just hope, you know, if they want to repeal Obamacare, that there'd be a few brave enough to cross over and, to repeal Obamacare, knowing that this law is a ball and chain around their ankle.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen because, you know, what Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and the other Democratic power holders are going to do is come to those incoming freshmen and say, look, the people did not vote you into that seat. We rigged the election to put you there. So you owe us and you will do what we tell you to do. And that's probably exactly what's going to happen. People who stand up on principle, they're one term members of Congress.
Well, I'd rather them be that, you know. But it's just like, I just hope, you know, there's so much, you know, because these people are crazy. It's like they, you know, Maxine Waters would saying she's gonna throw a wrecking ball to the economy and send subpoenas to the White House like crazy. You know, it's
yep.
Like they're gonna make them look bad. And I don't really think, I just hope there's a few with some testosterone and not actually soy boys, that they'll actually stand up to him and say, no, this is wrong. But anyway, Mike, I'll let you go.
Never going to happen. You know, the Democratic leadership, when they were recruiting candidates to run for these seats, they vet them and make sure that they're going to be obedient little puppets. I mean, there are literally consulting companies inside the Beltway. All they do is write scorecards on members of Congress, especially the first-time members of Congress. Will they do what their corporate masters say or not? Because it's one thing when you're running for your first term in Congress and you can fundraise and build support in your home district. But once you're there in Washington, D.C., and you can't spend as much time in your home district, you become dependent on corporate funding for your next campaign. And so you're going to do what the corporations are going to tell you to do. All right. Thank you for the call, George. We're going to switch over here to Neil in California. Neil, thank you very much for waiting so patiently. And what is on your mind?
Michael, aloha to you and Claire in the United States of America. I'd love to say again to the Palestinian woman, I wish her the best of luck. But I disagree with her completely. I agree with you completely. There are still men like us left. I don't overpower or dominate or control my wife, my woman, my love. I support and I back her up. I'm there for whatever she wants. Now, what I wanted to call in about is we're playing a game of chess. We're playing a fucking really, excuse my language, really.
Yeah, please watch your language, dear, because you can get our affiliates into trouble with the FCC, because even though the United States government is dropping white-hot flaming death on innocent people in multiple countries who've done no wrong to us, we're not allowed to say bad words on the radio to prove that we are a just and moral people.
No, and after just saying what I did say, I do apologize for saying that. Even though I read this morning that what Beto in Texas, he dropped that in his supposed concession speech.
Yes, he did.
Really? So
yes.
We're playing a game of chess. We're playing a game of poker. I wanna portray myself as being slightly stupid. I love hearing you, other radio shows, other call-ins, other people going, I'm totally disappointed with this man. I voted for him. I wanted what he's saying, and I knew it would be really difficult to even happen. Now, all of that election fraud you're talking about now, he overcame that, and that's what the election fraud was set up to not allow happen. So,
yeah.
They only got, what, 3 seats to get the side of the house on theirs. And I'm hearing, what, we're the next day, barely a lot of counts are still not counted. You just said, what, 500,000 votes in wherever, not counted. How much of this is still happening? So, like I said, let the Mueller investigation go on. Let him pry into every little nook and cranny he possibly can, and he'll eventually have to tell everybody what he found. It's like the same way with the election fraud. He talked about that before he got elected. He got elected while talking about election fraud. He said, I want to clean up election fraud, but like you said, nothing has happened, nothing has changed. He's letting it all be shown on television. You're talking about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 20 radio shows are talking about it right now. It's on mainstream media as being discounted or being talked about. He's literally shining the light on everything and handing them their own noose. There's a lot of things. I'm waving the flag right now. There's a lot of things I disagree with, but the reason why I voted for him is what he's actually doing is what I voted for.
I hear what you're saying, but corporate media is treating the issue of election fraud. I mean, they did it back in 2016 when Trump first brought it up. that there were issues with the election system, and they were out there saying, no, it's impossible to rig America's elections. Our elections are totally honest and transparent. No, they're not. 2016 proved it. 2018 has proved it. 2020 is going to prove it unless there are significant changes. From my point of view, Trump had an opportunity to clean this up, and he pulled the plug. He shut down his commission on election integrity because the state commissions didn't want to cooperate. Trump is the president. He does have certain authorities that he can use. He could have used an executive order to say the state election commissions will cooperate with the election integrity commission, and anybody who doesn't, well, they can hand in their resignation. And
I dropped the ball. As far as I'm concerned, he dropped the ball.
Anyway, Neil, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, actually, I'm very encouraged about, you know, first of all, I don't think the House really can do all that much. They don't really have real teeth, not like the Justice Department. And what he did today by firing Sessions, now he's got to fire Rosenstein also, is a good first step. Because, first of all, now he can be assured, since we got a lot more Republicans and looks like more decent Republicans that are now in the Senate, that he could get somebody like maybe a Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch, I mean a Freedom Watch, or Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch, maybe confirmed as Attorney General. And once that happens, they can turn this whole investigation over and make Mueller the target, as he should be the target of the investigation, rather than the guy doing the investigating. This thing could be completely turned over, and the Justice Department, like I said, has teeth, especially with Trump behind it. And it doesn't matter what fat slob like that guy who's going to... What's that fat slob there from New York who's going to take over now in as Judicial Committee or whatever it is, investigating? Whatever the case is, it's not going to be up to them. It can be up to the Justice Department. They can do a real investigation. They can dig this whole thing up, find out about what the deep state really did, that all this Russian nonsense that's been done is to cover up the crimes of the FBI, the CIA, and the Obama and his cronies. That's all it is. And on top of that, it endangers the whole, it not only endangers the country, it endangers the whole world because it puts us, it causes even more friction between the U.S. and Russia and puts us closer to nuclear war. So, I mean, these are criminals, and they have to be brought to justice, and I'm more confident. Now, again, it depends on who he puts in there as Attorney General. He's got to get rid of Rosenstein, too. I don't know who this temporary guy is.
Apparently Rod Rosenstein has ended his White House meeting. They just showed him getting into his car or being put into his car. He's got a driver and driving away, but they're not reporting that he has been let go.
I didn't know he was at the meeting.
Yeah, it was a meeting with Trump.
If Trump keeps this clown again, if he doesn't get rid of him, then Trump is, you know, he's his own worst enemy. That's all I can say.
Yep.
There's no way Rosenstein should be, the guy is himself involved in a lot of these crimes. He has to be also the target of investigation. And like I said, Mueller is dirty. He's been dirty since the 1980s. When I told you the other day that he was, for all intents and purposes, Whitey Bulger's consigliere, I'm not kidding you. I wasn't making this up.
No, you're not.
For all intents and purposes, Bulger ran the FBI office in Boston. The FBI is one of the most crooked agencies this country has ever had since it's founded by the crossdresser in the early 1900s. They're dirty.
No, the Boston FBI... threw four innocent men into prison to protect Whitey Bulger, and Mueller was up to his neck in all of that. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call, Mark. We got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.